Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You will never see a team like this again.
The biggest game.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on.
Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's what we do.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Thursday night footy.
Yes, indeed. Round number 7. It's racing along now, isn't it? We are, well, more than a quarter of the way through the season. We'll be more than a third of the way through the season once we get through this weekend's games. And we've got some beauties coming up, including tonight, Penrith and South. So two high-flying teams. South picked off a couple of wins against weaker opposition. We'll see how they fare against the team's travelling a little bit better with the Penrith Panthers. They are 4 wins, 1 loss and a draw. They're doing beautifully at the moment, but they have some issues, and we'll get to those in a moment as we do Thursday night footy for Ream Hot Water and for Macca's. And try Macca's new cheesy range, your favourites only cheesier. And if we sound like we're salivating, it's because we've got the Macca's coming in tonight. Hello, MG.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Del. Hello everybody, mate, who's listening. Yes, this is a great look tonight. Very hard to separate those two teams. So as you mentioned, Dan, in the intro, Penrith probably go into the game with a lot more form. But South Sydney this week, Wayne Bennett was at his best. He was out the front of everything that they had to do as far as press conferences go. He shielded his players beautifully. No one spoke about Jimmy the Jet this week. No one spoke about Latrell this week.
Yeah.
It was all about Wayne Bennett. He's the best deflector in the game.
But what I do like about what Wayne said,
it's fantastic.
Is,
it's great.
No, but
it's
when he spoke about Jimmy, he said he's playing off the bench. He's got to earn his spot back in this team. So I like that he's going away and had to work on himself. But I just think for Wayne too, when Wayne backs you, you never want to let him down. So I think Jimmy knows it's not the last saloon. It's not the last page. You know, I think he'll be okay. But I think it's time for him just to step up and be as good as we know he can be.
Yeah.
We've seen patches of Jimmy. But tonight, it's going to be a cracking game.
So he hasn't played since resumption. He's been in rehab, and he kept being named on the extended benches,
yes,
and Wayne kept saying he's not ready, he's not ready. So you have to assume he is ready, and he'll be fit and firing once he enters this game. But the dramas tonight belong to Penrith.
Mm.
Josh Mansell is out, replaced by Brent Naden. Well, he hasn't played any wing in first grade, MG. Do you think he can play wing? Crichton could go there, but he's only ever played really centres as well. Farray is a natural centre, so it won't be him. Who's going to play that wing spot?
I'm thinking if they do make a change, I think Crichton might go to the wing just because of his height.
Yes.
And to combat the aerial grenades that Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds will throw their way, mainly aiming at Campbell Graham. But saying that, if Steve Crichton's on Campbell Graham, they would want him in the centres. It is Brent Naden's first game since lockdown, and everybody's been asking and wondering why he hasn't been in the team. I've got no answers, but tonight we'll see.
Yeah.
Playing his first game since lockdown, so
well,
look forward to it.
I think we know why, because I think Crichton is the future of that club, but I can understand why they let Wunga Blake go, because I like this kid. He is a match winner. Dean Farrow, you know, obviously picks himself. But back to that wing spot too, boys. I reckon it is a contentious one too, because you've got to get the right person in that position. As we saw with Xavier Coates the last couple of weeks, mate, you can get found out really quickly. So that wing spot, in attack and defence, you've got to make sure that you know what you're doing. And Naden might have played there through the 20s or in his juniors, but at this level, the coaches do their homework. You've got to be careful here.
And the venue that tonight, beautiful Cogra Jubilee Oval. The pitch looks immaculate. And we commented, Del, on Sunday, Campbelltown, it was chopping up. It may have, in fact, played a role in some of those injuries. So, again, credit to the NRL,
yes,
Graham Annesley, straight away. Okay, Campbelltown is now unfit. We've overworked it. Bang, we're moving the game. So,
beautiful.
Cogra, it's a perfect venue for this.
It's smart. And it's held a lot of different, sporting events there, whether it's soccer or that. And at the moment, the ground's lush. It is ready to go. So it is. It's going to be great tonight. And I like that they changed it up.
Now, we have to get confirmation. When do these – in fact, we'll get Emma on the case. Emma Lawrence, who's with us downstairs on the sideline. when do these clubs get to go back home?
Round 8, isn't it?
Well, that's what we hear, but then you have a look at the NRL draw and still there's no change. We're at the original, at the venues that had been, Canberra is still at Campbelltown.
Okay.
Panthers are still at Campbelltown. Now, because we're still dealing with very few, if any, crowds, I mean, it can be changed in a day, basically. So
I think a lot's got to do with what's going on down south in Victoria.
Yeah.
I think that's a wait-and-see type of thing because they're averaging 30 new cases a day in Victoria of COVID-19. It's a wait-and-see until we, you know, the Storm have got to relocate. I think they're going to... I know my daughter who works at Homebush saw the Storm arrive last night.
Oh, okay.
For their game Saturday.
Okay.
Storm's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Oh, we're doing it.
At this venue, Cogra.
There you go. That's what.
6 o'clock against the Warriors.
So she saw them arriving at the Novotel.
They want to set up base in Queensland, don't they?
I think Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd be mad not to.
Geez, good time to go.
Yeah. And that's their feeder club too, the Falcons.
That is true.
Yeah. Okay, well, also, next week they're supposed to play the Roosters at Amy Park.
Oh, well, yeah.
You've got to think that's in jeopardy.
It is.
And there were suggestions that this game tomorrow had been moved. That was more for the Warriors because they got to play in Queensland next week. And Palaszczuk, sort of the Queensland Premier, had indicated that if you were in Victoria, you were going to have a 14-day quarantine.
Which, fair enough. Yeah.
And the Warriors can't do that and still play. So that's why this game was moved. But
it's so confusing, isn't it? But it's and the fact that we're still seeing unbelievable rugby league amongst this is the most unbelievable fact that I can think of. The game since lockdown the game's gone to another level as far as the spectacle goes. The brand of footy we're seeing is just fantastic. It's fast. It's quick. We're asking for attrition back in the game. The little guys are all of a sudden back into it.
Yeah, the Appy Corrissaus, these sort of guys. And this guy tonight, Damien Cook, he hasn't really been unleashed at the moment. Even though the last couple of weeks, you know, they beat the Titans and the Warriors.
What a clash between the Nines.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's going to be a good clash. And Appy's been a good buy. And I know the Panthers are very happy with him at the moment.
Very happy.
He's been great, yeah.
Ah, very happy with Appy. What a bumper weekend here on Triple M Footy. So we got tonight's game. This is worthy of a big stage. Yeah. Then tomorrow, 6 p.m., Melbourne versus the Warriors, the new coach, New Zealand Warriors. Wow, who saw that coming?
No one.
Yeah, that was bizarre, That's bizarre. At this sort of time that you need someone...
Stability. You need stability.
And then you just... I think what Stephen Kearney represents, not just because he's played the game, but he's not just one of the greats, but he's been to a few clubs now, and obviously he's a New Zealand coach. I just think it was bizarre just to go that choice at the moment. There's a lot of other coaches who would be thinking, mate.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. If he's gone, I'm not real safe.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
They won two games. They beat the Dragons. They beat the Cowboys. It's not as if they've been getting lapped by 50 points every week.
That's right.
And their circumstances are a lot different to everyone else's.
Unbelievable.
We will find out tomorrow night, I think, how much they really love Stephen Kearney or maybe did not, because every coach axing mid-season always comes with players saying, oh, we feel so sorry for the coach. You do get the feeling this one's actually quite genuine. They are genuinely ripped apart by this one.
Tohu Harris and they were upset. Like, you could just tell by the way that they talk and, you know, their demeanour that they're shattered, you know. Like, you know when you see some players go, oh, you know, it's disappointing, but, you know, they were happy for a coach to move on.
And like the Newcastle guys when
Nathan Brown,
Ponga, I was having a strawberry milkshake, so I wasn't too unhappy.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? You can tell, you know, you can tell by...
Yeah, they seem... I mean, even Todd Payton, I don't think he's that good an actor.
Yeah.
Where even he was shattered, and he's the beneficiary of the whole thing.
That's right. I think it was a major shock. Tohu Harris, as you mentioned, Del, was the one I listened to and went, oh,
yes,
this is real.
Yep.
This is real.
And now Channel 9 reported tonight that a bunch of players are requesting that their pregnant partners and family can come across...
Mm. If not,
that's expected that won't be allowed. That won't get special exemption. That things are falling apart for the Warriors quickly.
I fear for them tomorrow night against the Storm, who got beat by Penrith last week.
That's right. Yep, they will. Yeah, they won't take that line down, because even listening to Craig Bellamy and that, there was a play there when Kikau went through. Cameron Smith, when he spoke about it, that's what, mate. They always get bodies in motion. So, mate, you know when you've been beaten like that, and Panthers, mate, credit to them, they stood up there.
Yep.
Melbourne won't like that. Yep. They'll get the bounce back factor in a big way.
Now, the late game tomorrow night, Roosters Dragons at Bank West. Take note, James Tedesco apparently is in real doubt.
Yeah.
We might even find out tonight. He might be cut out of the 21.
Would you risk him?
Would you risk
just
him?
Just get Brett Morris there. Bring Ryan Hall into the wing and just,
bang.
Mate, it's... Mate, I know Tedesco sets a stand. Remember again when the Broncos, when they Tedesco had that week off and then they rolled Brett Morris out there?
I've heard whispers that some of those injuries, like Warrior Hargreaves had a week off. It's just rotation. It's rotation.
Yeah.
But Robinson's too smart to say rotation because that seems arrogant.
Like,
we can beat you guys not with our best, so you know, you have a little niggle.
Yeah, that's right.
Then Hargreaves and
too smart.
Yeah. And Tedesco had a week off.
Yes.
And another player had a week off there somewhere too. So you would think that
geez, they look good, but don't they?
Oh.
They look like when teams got a plan A and plan B, but then the great teams have a plan C.
Yeah.
And that's where they went in the last 20 minutes of that game. You know, Tedesco goes off and then Kiri just finds something down that left-hand side, and that's what Parramatta have got to learn.
Did you think more of Parramatta after the game than you did before that game?
Yeah, I did. I did because I think – I didn't think that they had to win the game, but they just had to show me that they could go head-to-head with, you know, one of the great sides of this era.
Yeah, I didn't take any negatives away from Parra because they did go blow for blow. I think it was the 60th minute when Boyd Cordner scored after Sivo did up the other end. And basically after that try, they let the floodgates open. So I think Parramatta would have taken – I think Brad Arthur on Monday would have said, look, we stayed with the best team in the world for 60 minutes, but the championship rounds are the last 20 minutes. That's what we've got to get right.
But if I was Brad Arthur, I'd be going to Nathan Brown, hey, listen, mate.
Yeah.
Mate, you're such an important – part of this team. We need you on the field, not off the field. So he's off for another 2 weeks now. And, mate, I've got to tell you, if he stays on the field, and you know this, you've got so many forwards for New South Wales. For me, he would just, if he got in the Origin Arena, he would just be better and better. He would reach his full, you know, potential.
He's a very similar player at the moment to Tevita Pengai Jr., isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
But we all know how much talent they've got in there.
Means if Nonor Brown is still with us, she needs to give him another clip over the ears.
Yes.
Remember the last time he got suspended, she ripped him apart. So Nonor, please.
tell your Nathan to be good.
Yes. Saturday afternoon, North Queensland versus Newcastle. That's in Townsville. We'll be doing that one. Now, our Queensland team will have the Broncos and the Titans at Suncorp, where there's a crowd of up to 10,000, I'm told. So that is 5:30. Dobbo and the call team will be all over that one. Everyone else, you can listen on the Triple M NRL app. Again, the match of the round happens to be on a Saturday night. Yeah. Parramatta, Canberra. It's a beauty.
Well, Parramatta have been in the last three. They had Penrith 3 weeks ago, then they've had the Roosters, and now this one, the Raiders.
So, interesting, Canberra. They looked a little listless for the first time in a long time against Manly. Speaking of Manly, they play Cronulla. We'll have that game on Sunday afternoon. That's in Gosford. And then another Sunday night game. I think we've got three more Sunday nights here.
Oh, I love Sunday nights.
Before we revert back to the...
make sure we're getting out longer.
Yeah, I agree.
Canterbury West's Tigers. Will you be going through the 80 minutes of Canterbury West's
Tigers?
Yeah,
of course.
You and I will be because we're calling it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I do. I watch every game I can. I usually watch at least six games a week. Yeah. And then if the games I miss out on, I watch on highlights.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same.
Fast forward and stuff. And
all right.
How good's the NRL app? And, you know, it's just so good if you miss it and you go back through
KO.
It.
KO.
I love it. Yeah.
KO.
But I love KO. KO is my favourite. I must admit.
It's unbelievable, dude.
And he say KO. KO.
Hang on. Don't they ever – they sponsor something here on Triple M Footy?
I'm not sure, mate.
I hope so.
Not at the moment.
They
sponsor your show, The Rush Hour, and Triple M Footy on the weekend.
Come on,
KO, kick predictor. You know what makes sense.
I think one of my...
alliteration. Yeah. Alliteration is king.
What about Carly, like my car sponsor? Do they sponsor something for us, Carly, or not?
Yeah, you're a naughty boy.
No, I don't know. I was just wondering because that's...
I don't know, but I'll tell you who does. Mitsubishi.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, well, we got Mitsubishi's
they
at Carly.
They might be in the Carly.
Yeah,
we got Mitsubishi. Look at you, mate. I whacked you on Insta for doing
you
that.
Now
you're using Triple F.
Sorry.
Don't you like MG.
Here comes Rex.
MG Wendell, Dan Emma Lawrence with us as well. We'll catch up with her shortly. Triple M rocks the footy. More after this. Kangaroos and All Blacks. Do these blokes want to see it happen? And another strange old week at the Broncos. Are things looking better? Not really. We'll talk about that next.
Thanks to Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
All right. Ream Hot Water, bring us Triple M footy. And Macca's as well. We're supposed to have it by now, isn't it?
It's on its way. My stomach is rumbling. Oh. Two Big Macs, two quarter pounders, a large fries and a Fanta, please.
What?
Oh, mate, I'll train off in the morning. That was just go straight off.
I just
MG active in the morning, mate. Just bang.
Oh, mate, great plug. Hopefully my Caesar salad and Diet Coke come put soon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please.
You asked, what about the donuts with the chocolate dipping sauce?
I didn't even know they had those there, mate. Sorry, mate.
But we are getting apple pies.
What are they like?
Hey?
What are they like?
You're a buffet.
You're a bad liar. You're a shocking liar.
Terrible. I'm so excited.
All right. So we've got this game, Penrith versus South Sydney tonight. We'll hear from Ivan Cleary shortly. Who's the best candidate to replace Stephen Kearney, by the way?
You got to say, look, I think they've got to go with someone with experience, like maybe an Anthony Griffin. He was doing a great job at Penrith when he bit the bullet. I think he's got Nathan Brown's been over there as a consultant. But I think out of the candidates, I think Griffin probably would be the one who would galvanise and get him around. He's a fatherly figure. Mm. You know, he's been there. He's got experience. He's got a bit of guile about him, and I think he's got a good temperament to be the New Zealand Warriors coach.
I've been coached by Brownie. He brought me back from suspension in 2008. I think Brownie's very good at like stabilising a club and then like a couple of years and then probably move on. You know, Anthony Griffin certainly. I know he's been out for about a year or two now. 2 years he's been out. But we know he's still, you know, he's got the nous and that. But I like what Brownie's about. And I tell you what Brownie's got. He's very good with the Indigenous boys and the Polynesian boys. So I know there's no Indigenous players there really. But he's got that. And then he just sort of knows sort of, in that leadership group, he's very good at getting the best out of certain players.
All right. Well, what's this space? Yeah. Right.
Who do you think, Dan?
Who do you think? I want you to have an opinion on this because I've loved Brownie here at Triple M, but I'm happy for him to get that job.
Todd Payton, I think the rap's on him pretty big. Yep. So the good thing about this now, it's wretched what they've done to Kearney, but that's long enough now to find out if Payton...
Yeah.
If he can turn them around this year, I'm not saying get him to the finals, but clearly get them playing in a better fashion.
Yeah.
Because there is something there. Then I would say the job's his to lose. But apart from that, they've only had two successful coaches, Ivan Cleary and Daniel Anderson, so two Australians. I don't think that necessarily means you've got to have an Australian, but it also means you don't have to have a New Zealander because Aussies have had... we'll find out with Payton. Kangaroos, New Zealand, All Blacks. Would that get you excited?
Oh, it'd definitely get me excited. Yeah, I'd love to see it. I don't know how it would work. I know it happened about 1995 or 96
between
Wigan and Bath.
That's right.
When they played the game of rugby league, I think Wigan won by 70 points.
Yeah, it was half league for the first half league, I think, then the second half union.
Well, I think it was two games, and then the third one never eventuated.
Right, okay.
Because it was so lopsided for both team, so
that's right. Yeah, so one game was league, one game was union,
and Bath kicked Wigan's butt in union, and likewise in rugby league, Wigan kicked Bath's butt. It's just so two different games. I think the biggest one, Dan, is the scrums and the lineouts. You'd never get the ball off the All Blacks,
and that's the thing.
You'd never get the ball off them. They'd have the ball in the scrum for the whole game.
But not just that. It's the pressure in the scrums. They could break your neck. Man, when I used to see the front rowers do these exercises and stuff and pack in, and then Eddie Jones and the Wallabies would go, mate, we want you guys to pack in the scrum. Not actually in the front row. You get in the back row. But then you see the pressure.
Oh.
It's like two rhinoceroses just going like toe-to-toe. Like the power and, you know, the pressure on your necks. Yeah, I just – depends which way you go. Me as an ex-junior national, I wouldn't. No, I'm not trying to pump myself up here. I wouldn't like to see it. I think they've both got great qualities, and I think if they're going to do it, it's only for the money anyway.
It'd have to be a type of a hybrid, wouldn't it? It'd have to be a hybrid game, and someone would have to consolidate. It'd be probably more league than.
It'd have to be more league.
That's right, and that could work if it went like sort of more league, and you take out like the scrums and line outs. Yeah, you got to sort of take those out. Because even those rugby players, I mean, you know.
What if they just rucked the mould and didn't have the scrums or the lineouts?
Oh, still, mate, still there's that pressure.
I reckon that's when players can really get.
That's right. When you get rolled angles, I mean, that's when you can end up.
Just, they're big units, aren't they, players? Like some of them are like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So if you took out the scrums and the ruck and maul,
yes,
you've got league.
That's, yeah, that's exactly right.
That's
exactly right. I mean, you could probably – the lineouts aren't a danger to anyone. No. But that, again, is such a specialised skill.
Oh, is it the way they lift them? They lift them up their body length.
That's exactly right. And even throwing it in is a specialised skill.
It is. If you lift them up the wrong way and someone falls, mate, there's a lot of injuries there, so there's a lot of money at stake there. So.
I just think that – I think Mal's trying to do something as far as – I know he's been in talks with the Vilandis and someone from the All Blacks. I just think they want something at the end of the year to
– yeah.
You know, the screen and gold.
Well, I don't think they need – like, if they can't get, like, an international test going sort of here, I think you just got to
– pause it.
Realise you got the origin in, we've got the season in, we should be just thankful and not try and bite off too much more.
Would you go and watch it if it happened at Bankwest Stadium?
Of course, I'd go and watch it. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
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 It'd rate well.
I wouldn't mind calling it. I think we'd call it probably, you know.
Yeah. Well, it'd be fascinating how they do it. I mean, would it be – well, wouldn't be pay-per-view. Well – It's like Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor.
That's right, exactly.
You pay
just for the
curiosity of the whole thing, and all of a sudden, I think people would actually pay $25 or $30 for it.
Yeah, I would.
You'd sell out anywhere you put it. Probably ANZ. I don't know. That's the thing.
It's up there.
Is it fraught with? I mean, at the end of it, we're all going to say, "Well, that was ridiculous."
Yep. Yeah.
But we're all going to have paid for it, and so, willingly,
like McGregor, willingly.
Going. Well, okay, I knew the risk when I was going in.
Yep.
And maybe it's the right time because people just want to see sport like until the end of the year, till forever. You know, because we've been starved of it,
especially live at the game.
Yes.
All right. Other things going on in the league. Another coach, Dean Pay, told he has 4 weeks to save his job. Well, they're the reports, but I don't see too many denials that that's the case.
I'm hearing Paul Green the same, maybe 4 weeks to save his job as well.
Given 4 weeks.
Why don't we just pick and stick with our coaches? Just pick and – in this time, and especially this year. That's why the Stephen Kearney thing dealt was so absurd because this is something we've never experienced before. And the fact that we're chopping and changing and thinking about changing coaches and giving coaches payout when everyone's taking a haircut, it's absurd. You've got to hold your phone and just say, relax.
Mate, did I ever tell you guys, I don't know, on the Triple M Saturday show, I made a comment just regarding Steve Kearney, you know, when he first sort of went there and he wasn't getting the results. And I made a comment on the show. And then, you know, we've all got our jobs to do and we call it as we see it. And I know, you know, and I must have made a comment about like a Parramatta as a success and maybe, you know, at the Warriors, maybe it's not right for him sort of, you know, the head coaching job. Anyway, mate, I wake up on Sunday morning and he calls me and he got a message and he goes, "Hey, Del, it's Steve Kearney, mate. I've had some family members heard that you've had something to say about my coaching. Well, mate, if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind you calling me, and if you need to know what's going on, I'm happy to talk to you." So, mate, and I called him.
Okay,
that's generous. Right. Yeah, but that's fine. But, like, mate, we've got jobs, and I'm just calling what I saw, but that's okay. I get it. And we had a chat, and it was all good. So, yeah, he manned up, I manned up, and it was the way it is.
Okay, there we go.
Interesting.
Was there any anger, animosity in the call?
No, always respected him, and I like the fact
that... You don't like confrontation. That would have been very difficult for you.
No, I don't mind it. Like, mate, if you're going to call me out, like, remember when Jason Taylor and I sort of, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, you hated his guts.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I like Jason Taylor.
Why have you got them slippers on? He's laid the slipper in, right.
But it was funny, and then he came one day and they had a win, and obviously I tipped against them and said, something, and then out of left field, he just teed up on me, and then James Hooper just looked at me, and I just thought, okay, mate, you won, but I'm never going to forget that.
All right, we haven't even got time to talk about Paul Green or Paul McGregor.
Yeah.
Well, Mary's got a state of execution, you would think.
Oh, mate, he's got to resign. We're resigning for a couple of years now. My mates, when he won two games, some of my mates who aren't Dragons fans go, "Mate, resign the bloke for a couple of years." And I said, "Do not say that around Dragons fans. They want him gone."
Yeah, and it's a very good point you make, MG, about Kearney, that $2 million it's going to cost them.
Yeah.
And we're in a term.
Wow.
I know.
The whole thing is
loose. That's all these things.
Clubs have been told they're going to have to cut back.
I don't know where they get the money from. All these board members making these decisions.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to make a decision.
I don't understand. Okay. Now, Kearney must get paid out, right? Like, he must earn that money. But I don't understand why the club still owns the rights to him. Either get him to do something for them.
Yeah.
Or say, okay, you're sitting on the sideline and you cannot coach, you cannot be an assistant, whatever. But if you get another job, then that comes off So if you're an assistant coach, yeah, it's going to pay significant 200,000, right?
Yeah.
Then that 200,000 comes off your
payout.
Off your payout.
Yeah.
And that would be fair. But no, in rugby league, we just pay the coaches out.
Yeah.
Fully. Right. It's like your buddy Wayne.
Yeah.
Last year was getting paid by the Broncos and by South.
Yeah.
At the same time. This is absurd.
I know. I agree. But, you know, Wayne, he knows what he's doing and. You know, we'll talk about that later.
It's quite the merry-go-round of 18 when we saw coaches leaving. We saw coaches getting off the bus. We saw other coaches getting on the bus. We saw Seibold and Bennett both denying they're going to them clubs, and all of a sudden here they are. So, yeah, look, in this pandemic stage, I just find it absurd that we're even talking about changing coaches. Let the year play out. We've only got 20 rounds.
Yeah.
We've only got 20 rounds. And then do all your crap in the off-season. Don't affect the game.
Well, are the Warriors going to win the comp this year?
No.
Of course, they're not going to be close to winning the comp.
No.
Are the Dragons?
No.
Are the Cowboys?
No.
So what are you going to now have to pay a coach, two coaches essentially?
That's right.
It makes no sense.
It's not business. For a lot of these smart guys that are board members and stuff and CEOs, like in the business now, so it doesn't – like I think only two or three clubs make money.
Yeah,
I mean, two or three, yeah.
Broncos and Bulldogs both do.
And I think someone said
South, maybe.
Yeah, and maybe Melbourne or Melbourne did or something, Melbourne Storm.
Oh, it's not many. Whatever it is, it's not many. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We will start to really concentrate on this game. It's a beauty. It's Penrith versus the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Triple M rocking your Thursday night footy.
For McDonald's. Triple M Rocks Footy.
Welcome back. We're live as Triple M Rocks, your Thursday night footy for Ream Hot Water and for McDonald's. Cogra Oval, the venue tonight. The return of James Roberts. It's been a long time since he's played, and he'll be coming from the bench for South Sydney, who keep putting on plenty of points against weaker opposition. Tonight they take on the Panthers, who have lost Josh Mansour. So Brent Naden plays his first game since the resumption of play in the NRL. He'll be, we think, on the wing. Also for South, Patrick Mago is out. Hame Selle is in. So they are the lineups for this game tonight. What do we make of South?
Well, since the lockdown, they've played the Roosters and Storm and got beat by them too. So they beat the Titans, they beat the Warriors. So is that a false economy? Maybe. But what it does do is it gets – when you beat a team, like the Dragons, you get back into a bit of a rhythm. You get the feel of what it's like to win. And having Cody Walker back for them is profound. He's just their little general. It makes Adam Reynolds play better, makes Damien Cook play better, and it makes Cam Murray play better. When them four are playing well with Latrell at the back, they're dangerous.
I think for me, we know what their backs can do when they're on, but for me, I've got a few question marks over their forward pack. Just at the moment, they're playing, I think, within themselves. They're not dominating too many forward packs. And even though the last couple of weeks they went all right against the Warriors and the Titans, for me, we all know how good Cam Murray can be. Jaden Sewer's just starting to show what he's got. Liam Knight obviously has been dropped because I think Wayne expected him to go to the next level. So he's given a bit of a kick up the butt and put him on the bench. And, you know, those younger players like Bailey Siren, they're trying hard. But for me, Totola and that, I want to see them go head-to-head, rip in that middle third and really own the Panthers, because that's where the Panthers, for me, are starting to get a real respect. They went at the Storm last week, and they know what the Storm had got.
They killed them in the fall.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
And when the Storm came back, they found something. The old Panthers wouldn't have found that, and that's what I like about the Panthers at the moment, and that's why, now it's going to be a tight one tonight, but that's why at the moment, with Api Korosau, just really smart, you know, going down that left-hand side when he saw opportunities there. You know, there's a lot of brains there, and they've got the brawn too to match it.
Well, it was no coincidence, Dan, that Tadavano, when he comes on.
Yeah. Yes.
He's grand final. He's won grand finals. Yeah. Abby Corrissi has won grand finals. Well, I compare it to the late 80s when Peter Kelly and Chris Mortimer come to Penrith. Well, those young guys who are on the cusp of something. We didn't know what, but we needed some experience. We needed these guys to come to the club, and we just kind of watched them and watch how they train, watch how they prepare for a game. The professionalism they brought to Penrith, within 3 years we're in a grand final, within 4 years we won a comp.
Yeah.
I collate that to the same as Korosau and Tadavano, that these guys have gone next level by watching these experienced players come. I went and watched the Penrith training run in February. I went to see Brandy about something. He said, come down, I'm at training. There's an open training session for the Panthers, and Hayden Knowles come across to me. They're doing a tackling drill. He said, "Watch this bloke, MJ." I said, "Who?" He goes, "Zane Tedovano. Watch how he hits the bags." And everything is done at 100 miles an hour.
Right.
So the young Panther Cubs are watching that unfold and going, okay, that's the way we've got to train.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it in the game. They're just – every time he comes on, they seem to lift. And that was last week. As you say, Melbourne come back.
Yep.
And then Tedovano come on, and all of a sudden they went bang. It was like the Dragons at the start of the year as well when they played Dragons. And
yep.
Dragons were almost beating them. Tedovano yep. come on. And they ran away with the Panthers. So
yeah, there was a switch in play. You're right, the momentum. It's just when that momentum, when it shifts, you've got to have someone who's ready to stand up. And whether it's Kikau, see, Kikau's fitted too. So on that left-hand side, he knows he doesn't always have to score the try. He can throw the flick pass. He can draw a player so he can be a decoy.
Yep.
So they're knowing they don't always have to play to him. They can play away from him sometimes. But, mate, I reckon he's on. And I think he played tough a couple of weeks ago where last week he's supposed to be gone. He wasn't supposed to be coming back on. Yeah, but all of a sudden, Kikau comes back on.
And scores the match-winning try.
That's that mental toughness. Now that some of those Panthers are understanding what it takes to sort of be in the mix, because the last year and that, mate, I'll be honest, MG, they were soft to watch. Like when they were on, they were good,
yep.
but they were soft to watch sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah. Wayne, again, in the news this week, had a crack at journos because he seems to be in the news a lot, and it seems like we go through the same story every year, but he was asked about his future and if he's moving on, and he's contracted to South for another year. And then Jason Demetrio is in line to take over, but some are suggesting Wayne will leave earlier because there's plenty of jobs. This is the year he's got to go because
sure.
there's a few clubs clearly looking for coaches. This is what Wayne said.
So you haven't spoken to any other clubs and you're 100% committed to Rabbitohs, which is good news.
You are the hearing. I said the same things last week. You guys make up the stories. You make the headlines. But I don't have to play your game, mate. I went through this rubbish at Brisbane for 12 months there. And they kept telling me I had a job there and they sacked me. Well, I've got lots of ambition still. But I don't intend to tell you or anybody else what they are. It's got nothing, you know, it's my life. It's my decisions. And when I'm ready to talk about it, I will. I'm not ready to talk about it either.
Now, Wayne's the best, Del, at... You said it, MG, diverting away. I don't think he's disappointed when he is the headline.
No.
I think he's okay with that, and he knew what he was doing there by ripping into the journo.
Yeah.
That clearly that's going to be a story, and that just continues that little narrative.
Yeah, look, I do agree with that, but I reckon what he's trying to let his players know at CS, because he knows he's got a team there that is a top eight side, but he wants him to be a top four side. He doesn't, because he's so infectious in a club and around the club, we all know that Demetrio is doing most of the coaching there's no doubt. But when he's the man, I just think he wants to let the fans know, because also, you know, when he's left the Dragons, the Newcastle, the Broncos, there's been that sort of, and I understand why the media keep sort of throwing it out there, like, not that we don't trust Wayne, but he said a few things about, no, there's no way I'm signing him, no way I'm coaching there. But I can understand, it's all theatre, and I agree, to an extent where we ask the question because, mate, when clubs need a coach, he's coming off contract.
He's the first one mentioned.
Yeah, that's right. But I just think for the South players in general, he just doesn't want their season to get sidetracked.
You know? But you can't blame the media because he played the media off a break with the Broncos stuff. He ended up, his desire was to get sacked by Brisbane so they would have to pay him out.
Yep.
Yes.
And then coach at South, who were paying him as well. And he totally won that game.
I agree.
He finally, going into boots of cars to get driven out.
I agree.
Crawling along the ground at the Broncos offices so the cameras wouldn't catch. He knew it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. He's got to understand. I think he does understand, but if you're going to play this game, that's... journos and we in the media, and I say we because we ask the questions as well. It's one of those things that he's going to have to live with at the moment, and I'm pretty sure he's happy to, but I just don't think that he wants his players and his club being side rail, you know, because he wants them to
Damien Cook said on Fox, he said, he said, would it affect you? And he said, look, if he goes, just don't tell us until the end of the season.
That's what I mean. And that's what happens because you know in rugby league you can't keep secrets.
And once the secret's out, it just goes through the playing group.
That's right.
Slowly but surely and knocks every one of them down.
And he's got such an aura in and around the club. And I know that people, you know, people at the Dragons are going, is he coming back? I said, I don't know. And, mate, if he did, good luck to him because, you know, there's obviously people working in and behind the scenes there. And then all of a sudden the Bulldogs are interested and then, you know, I don't
know. Cowboys and, everyone. Yeah. I think that Damien Cook remark might have been the straw that broke the camel's back of him staying. I think that was when he heard that on the Zoom conference the other day with all the reporters, I think when he heard that, he kind of was back a bit.
Yep.
His facial expressions were, wow, is that what they think? That he's, I'm going to go and leave him.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere. And I think, I don't think we'll see him go anywhere. I think,
okay.
I think he'll honour this contract. And then who knows? He could be the new coach of the Brisbane franchise.
That's an enticing possibility.
To play against the Broncos in Brisbane.
Oh, mate, that's, I mean, it's a bit like when Kevin Sheedy,
went with the GWS.
Yeah. I know it's a bit different because he's got, mate, because he's going back to Brisbane. And let me tell you,
imagine the players he'd get.
Mate, he doesn't even want to walk back into that club the way they've treated him. And some of the fans were saying, oh, they're happy that he left. But me as an ex Bronco, and
I know Chris Walker sent a text to him the other night saying, come up and coach. And he goes, never.
Yeah. I was disappointed that Chris Walker put that on social media. That's a private text. There was no need to put that out there. Did you see that?
No.
So he sent Wayne Bennett a text about when are you coming back to coach the Broncos? And then Wayne texts back, never. And Chris Walker put it on his Instagram.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
He's got no filter, that bloke.
All right, let's take one more break. When we come back, it's kickoff between the Panthers and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. A cracker of a Thursday night clash. Triple M rocks the footy for Maccas.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.